This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. At least 46 people are reported dead in southern Russia after insurgents from Chechnya attacked Russian government installations in a neighboring region overnight. It was one of the most well-coordinated attacks by the rebels in recent months. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Describe what exactly happened.
Well, Renee, local residents in Ingushetia, that is the region adjacent to Chechnya, say this attack basically came out of the blue, that groups of gunmen dressed in green headbands with Islamist battle slogans written on them started marching into the main town, Nazran, in Ingushetia, took over the main Russian Interior Ministry building there late last night. There was a gun battle which ensued involving grenade launchers, automatic rifles, lasted for several hours. And in the process, at least 18 local police were killed in that building, including the local police chief, the local interior minister from Ingushetia. Other groups of guerrillas also launched smaller attacks against a border patrol post and police posts in nearby towns in Ingushetia, again in this region adjacent to Chechnya.
And how does it stand now? Have Russian government forces been able to reestablish control?
Yes, the Russian forces are fully in control now from everything that we've seen on television and according to the reports from the Russian government and the rebels themselves. The Russian government and military immediately had dispatched hundreds of troops and armored vehicles into the area after this uprising occurred. They say they're back in control. They didn't actually have to use the army. The local police units were able to establish control more or less on their own. And they say the Chechen insurgents have broken down into small groups, and most of them are headed back into the direction of Chechnya, a short distance away. As for the Chechen separatist, a radical Chechen website, which is usually a kind of mouthpiece, semi-official mouthpiece for the movement, says that its forces had achieved their objectives, and they're now pulling back to Chechnya.
Well, as you pointed out, this operation, as the Chechen insurgents are calling it, took place outside Chechnya's administrative borders. How unusual is that?
It's actually not that unusual at all for fighting to spill over from time to time into Ingushetia. It's happened before. But what we're usually faced with talking about are smaller skirmishes. This was a far more coordinated attack involving what is estimated by the Russians is involving around 200 fighters, and they chose very well-guarded and well-armed facilities. The Chechen fighters in the past few months and over the past year or so have really relegated themselves more to sabotage-type operations. So this was a major attack. Having said that, there are tens of thousands of Chechens, many of them refugees, who live in Ingushetia, this neighboring republic. These are two ethnic groups with a common culture. They're both Sufi Muslims. They have basically a common language. And many Chechen insurgents have in the past been known to blend in with the locals in Ingushetia. And in fact, the Russian version is that many of them may have infiltrated Ingushetia in small groups and then planned their uprising.
Well, does this mean that the conflict in Chechnya is spreading?
Well, certainly the Chechen guerrillas would like it to spread, and this is clearly a tactical move on their part to make it look like that's what's happening, that the conflict is spreading. But the fact is that the Chechens, and I'm talking about the military active part of the Chechen movement, which is increasingly influenced by radical Islam, really doesn't enjoy any broad support in areas like Ingushetia. What happened last night was a hit-and-run operation. I think we have to see it in terms of shock value. The Chechens didn't intend to try and hold any territory. They didn't do that. And they really aren't capable of doing that in Chechnya itself. They're still a force which is more or less relegated to sabotage and these sort of lightning strikes. So when we say, is the conflict spreading, I'd say not in a real sense. But at the same time, this has to be very worrying to President Putin and the Russian government, which continues to insist that the Chechen rebels are a spent force, only to see them continue to mount these surprise deadly attacks.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking from Moscow.